Good morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I would like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact myself, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I would like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John, how you doing?
Well, for much of the week, I knew you were there. I just couldn't see you through the haze.
Yeah, it's absolutely been, I mean, that was nuts out there. I mean, we've had it all this year.
Yeah.
I mean, we started the year with Snowmageddon. We've had some heat waves. We've had our unfair share, I think.
You know?
I guess it's been a lot worse in some other areas of the country, but yeah, that's a lot of smoke. And I mean, we had some practices canceled this last week.
Yeah, kids running around in the wrestling room at Kamiakin, and
air quality warnings, practices moving inside. I will have to tell you though, I sure appreciated. My daughter's team appreciated. I love it when Tri-City starts to get some of the facilities we have. That indoor sports arena over there at Southridge was
a
lifesaver.
That was a busy place.
We were able to move practices in there, and they went from out on the soccer field to some indoor soccer practice. And so just great job. Great facility over there, and nice to have those options here in Tri-Cities. We've also got with us Mr. Mike Denslow from Home Street. Mike, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I stay inside and I do loans.
Absolutely. You're pushing the paper around for sure, huh?
I'm not running around showing houses like you guys. I am sitting there with a computer in my face, and it's weird though. It started to waking up and it's still a little dark out, and then we get home and we start eating dinner. My wife's like, "It's getting dark out already." I'm like, well, some of that's the smoke.
But some of it is the time change. And then when you put the two together, it's like the twilight zone.
It was, yeah. I mean, that kind of made it more apparent when you had the smoke out there. And I always start to shed a little real estate tear because it lowers the amount of hours that we have for showings.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to get those in. You know, a lot of people like to look at homes when they get off of work, and
When it's light outside?
When it's light outside, and it's much easier to do when it's not getting dark at 5:30. So we're going to go like heck and try to sell a bunch more homes before it starts getting too dark. Mike and I were laughing because this is radio, and I don't know how John McKay always does this, but we had a scheduled guest, and we had some meeting, parade of homes, drama, things to take care of. So it's just Mike and I today, because we were going to have a special Parade of Homes guest, but this is real life, right? So like everything else happening in the world, it's back to just Mike and I, but I think we can handle it. Because we've got some experience in the room to talk about.
Well, you're going to have to.
I'm going to have to. So so to start off, it's a good thing I always come prepared with a little bit of material. So today, though, we are going to still be talking about the Parade of Homes.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot that goes on with it, and that is actually starting right now. So they opened the doors at 9 o'clock just a couple minutes ago. You can go to your local Circle K stations and convenience stores, and you can get the tickets there. And that's $10, which gets you access to 16 parade homes this year.
Very nice.
And it's, I got to tell you, for dollar, entertainment value. I mean, you're probably getting, if you want to spread it out, 3 days of entertainment for $10. And
yeah,
you get to see a lot of cool neighborhoods, a lot of cool houses. Before we jump into more specifics, though, on the Parade of Homes, I always like to get out of the way our crazy celebrity real estate story. And this one we're going to entitle Breakups Can Be Costly. So earlier in the year, Nick Young plays for the Lakers. Used to be
Swaggy Pete, they call him.
Used to be seen Iggy Azalea. They were together for a while. They actually had bought a home together. The home they had bought had previously been owned by Selena Gomez. They bought for about $3.6 million. When they went to resell it, though, earlier this year, had to put it on the market for 3.5, lower than what they had bought it from a couple years ago. And then they ended up just closing on that and closing escrow out at 3.25. So almost $350,000 less. And then you got to think that there's some excise tax on there. There's real estate commissions on there. They probably dropped another $300,000 in fees.
Well, and I've seen some of the NBA contracts in the last couple of years. I think Swaggy Pete's still doing okay.
Yeah.
Mike, I know you think that, but I don't care who you are. I don't want to lose $500,000.
So, and a girlfriend.
And a girlfriend. So there you go. That is Breakups Can Be Costly. That is the title of today's celebrity segment. So kind of interesting to see what they had to do, and you might call that a distress sale. They weren't wanting to actually sell for reasons of convenience. They were having to do some liquidation there, I assume.
Well, the one good thing is, unlike the NFL and the NBA, you have a lot more guaranteed money.
There you go. So like you guys said, I think he's going to be okay. I don't think it's absolutely going to crush either of them, but they did dump the relationship and dumped the house there. So we're going to get back to our local story, and that is talking about our local Home Builders Association puts on what really is the marquee event for their association here in our community, and is just, it's a really well-done, well-run event, and that is the Parade of Homes.
Mm-hmm.
It's an opportunity for local builders and the tradespeople and subcontractors that they use for the different types of, whether it be trim work or appliances or windows. This is an opportunity for all of those contractors and members to put their best foot forward and showcase what they do. And I got to tell you, there is some amazing homes that come out of this process.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Mike, I know, it's always fun and interesting, and we flip through this magazine, and here we are. Not only are you just an amazing co-host of the Real Estate Radio Show, but I see in here that you are part of the Parade of Homes Committee.
Yeah, it's something that I've done for several years. It's really fun. We get together every few weeks for a lunch, and it's an awesome event. Ever since I got into the mortgage business, it was something that I wanted to dedicate a lot of time to new construction, and I've seen so many great homes over the last 10-plus years, and we have something really special going on with our Parade of Homes here in Tri-Cities, and I know a lot of other communities all over would love to have something as well represented as we have. We get over 12,000 people through these houses,
mm-hmm.
and these builders, it's invaluable.
Yeah, and it is. I mean, that number one, their partnership they have with Circle K, their ticket distribution. There's a lot of things that they've done that are really unique. I've talked to a lot of other real estate agents across the country and in their markets, and they're always surprised at what a big deal our Parade of Homes is and how many people are come through and the support that they get from all the members in doing that. And so for those of you that are just tuning in, that is the 2017 Parade of Homes starting right now today. So that's running today 9 to 5, tomorrow 9 to 5. And then for folks that might not be available on the weekends and stuff, I always like they sneak in a weekday. So this Wednesday, September 13th, they're also open from 1 to 7. And really, if you're looking for a Lance Kenmore Parade of Homes tip, if you want to spend a little bit of extra time in the homes, maybe get a better access to some of the builders and subcontractors, is that Wednesday time frame, if you can sneak away or flex time at work and get a little time off, you're going to have a less crowded experience going on Wednesday from 1 to 7 than you will on the weekends. And that's one of my Parade of Homes tips. We really enjoy the Wednesday when you're there, because it's not as crowded. And it gives you a time to maybe talk to the builder, ask them questions about what they've done. And you're going to see a wide variety of homes. So, you know, today I was going through as we were looking at our tickets and stuff, and you've got everything from just under 2,000 square foot homes to huge custom homes that are 4,500 square feet on an acre. In fact, that's the one that Urban Street did over in Richland, right above Country Ridge. So you're going to see, be able to see both ends of the spectrum. And that's why I always say they really have something for everybody. So if you're looking high-end custom, you're going to find those builders and be able to see what they can do on a high-end custom. If you're also looking for ideas, maybe this is your first home and you want to see what new construction options are out there, you're going to find some entry, I would say middle to upper entry-level homes that somebody could get into as a first home.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think there's something for everybody.
We're going to come up against our first break. Once again, that is the Tri-Cities 2017 Parade of Homes. When we come back, we're going to talk about some unique things that are offered at the Parade of Homes and get into a little bit about what the chefs on parade are.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. Today we've been talking all about the Parade of Homes, really a showcase for new construction in the Tri-Cities and going on right now today. Tickets available at your local Circle K's for $10. And I got to say, best ticket in town, I think, right now. Dollar for dollar for entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get out of control, McKay on the break brought up a great point, and he said, a lot of times you'll see in advertisements, former Parade of Homes house. Well, I just happen to have one of those on the market right now, McKay.
Mm-hmm.
And so in my pick three this week, I've got 8720 West 2nd Avenue, and this is a former Parade home. Four bedrooms, four bath in Hanson Park, and amazing entertaining amenities. 2,700 square foot home, tile in big entry, tile flooring, lots of built-ins. You've got a kitchen with a breakfast bar, so you get the hardwood floors, the tile counters, the backsplash, a lot of these things that were done as upgrades mm-hmm. in a former parade house. And then you go outside and you just see an amazing outdoor living space, which you see a lot of these Parade of Homes do big landscaping projects you normally wouldn't get in a regular house.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got an in-ground pool here, a cabana, a hot tub room,
ooh,
a fire pit, and tons of patio space. And so that's a great property in Hanson Park right now on the market, $419,900, 8720
wow.
West 2nd. Pick number two, this is from Kennewick, moving over to South Richland, 3507 Waterford, three-bedroom, two-bath Rambler in Brookshire Estates. This is 1885 square feet, open concept, large living room, gas fireplace. The owners have gone through and done some great updates, new quartz countertops, new undermount sinks, new faucets throughout the house, split-bedroom design. Really, really nice backyard, fully fenced, beautiful views of Badger Mountain from the yard. And that's coming in at $310,000.
Wow.
And then my last pick of the week is 8517 West 5th. Now, this is a three-bedroom, two-bath Rambler in Hanson Park, 2,206 square feet, hardwood flooring. So good size Rambler with a lot of updates. I mentioned the hardwood flooring. You've got tile flooring throughout the kitchen and the baths, lots of extra windows, formal living and dining room set up. You've got in that kitchen, you've got a full backsplash, stainless steel appliances, double pantry, and a great dining nook. So you're getting a ton of updates in this house. And then once again, outdoor living 26 by 16 covered patio for entertaining, and a 34 by 16 in-ground pool with an auto cover.
Ooh.
So this place is really, really nice at $379.99.
Wow.
See, that way, McKay, when you see the smoke coming, you can just hit the button, auto cover, close the pool.
Well, you know, having a pool in our backyard, folks, if you don't own a pool, you do not realize how the auto cover, it's like one of the greatest single inventions. Push button, covers pool. Instead of dragging the tarp, the kids fall in, you know, that kind of thing.
So that is our pick three. Before the break, we mentioned briefly, this sells out every year. This year was absolutely the same. Sold out, and that is the Chefs on Parade. And what that is that's two extra nights, the 14th and the 15th, from 5 to 9 p.m. And these parade houses, it's a separate ticket, but these parade houses, they open up the home in the evening. They have chefs, different chefs from around the Tri-Cities come in and showcase what they can do in these beautiful, brand-new kitchens. Now, I know it's sold out, so you're like, why is he talking about it? Because as soon as you hear it announced next year, you want to jump on and get those tickets because it's the hot ticket in town, and they go very, very quickly.
Yeah,
very
awesome. We've been several times, and it's you talk about going on Wednesday and having some time to hang out in the house.
Yes,
you show up and you get some soft, light appetizers and hanging out in one of those houses. You really get the feel for that house.
Yeah, and you kind of get the sense of how is that home going to entertain. And we talked a little bit as we started the show. It's getting dark a little bit sooner and stuff. And a lot of homes, it's nice to see them in a different light. What does the neighborhood look like at night? What is the lighting in this home like? So if some of these homes are customs that are already done, some of them are currently for sale. So if it was one that you were considering for a purchase, you would definitely want to try to go to the Chefs on Parade and see what the home feels like at night. And then, in fact, our team's been busy cranking away. We've actually already sold one of the parade homes. And so we're just great timing as one was wrapping up, and it was perfect fit for one of our clients. And they're getting a very, very special home. So we're super excited about that. And so not only is this something that's doing good for the contractors and the public to see what's available, as agents in our agency, we love having those options for our buyers. And so and Mike, if I had to guess, I'm not going to say any names, but on top of that happening, I love it's going full circle that we've already sold one of these parade homes. You're on the parade homes committee, and I think you're doing the loan on the one I'm talking about.
That's right.
so there you have it. And on that note, I'm going to turn it over to Mike to talk a little bit about, because, like I said, you have experience, you're doing a loan on one of these, but you're also, people are going to be coming to you the next couple weeks and say, I went to the Parade of Homes, I love it, I'm considering a new construction build with that builder. And you're going to have to talk to him about kind of the intricacies of that financing.
Yeah, there's a lot of differences between new construction and buying a house that's sitting there for resale that you're going to close in 30, 45 days. When you're doing new construction, the main concern that I hear is, well, what rate am I going to get? Well, it depends on if you're doing a construction loan. It depends on if a builder is going to build that house for you. It depends on who owns the land. I mean, there's just a lot of different things to consider. We have a good long-term lock program so that as soon as construction starts, you can get that rate locked in and on a house that's built by a builder. If you're doing a construction loan, we can actually lock in the rate before construction starts. There's so many options, different down payment options. I recommend people get a hold of me, and we can chat about all of it because we've got a lot of flexibility, and it's the best thing you can do is be educated on what those choices are.
Well, and that is a concern that people have because, I mean, for the last 8 to 9 months, there's been a lot of talk about rates ratcheting up, and you go to the Parade of Homes and you say, gosh, I'm going to be building for the next 6 months. How do I give myself some security of what that payment's going to look like? And it sounds like you have some options for that.
Yeah, we can get the rate locked in, and then we have a float down option on one of our programs where if the rates get better in the last 2 months of construction, you can float down. This show is not long enough for me to talk about all the different options we have.
Absolutely. I always get the impression that we are going to run out of time when we start talking rate locks and new construction. So best thing for folks to do is after you see these parade homes and you see the home you want to build, get a hold of Mike at Home Street so he can talk you through those options. I always like to do a tips for people that are going to the parade of homes. If you're thinking about building any time in the next 2 years, I would highly, highly recommend doing this event because you start to see different styles. You also start to pick up different ideas that you might not even know exist. Maybe you want a stackable washer and dryer in your master bedroom closet. You start to see trends and things like this that that happen that you might not have considered, and you could put that in any style of house depending upon what you've seen. So I always tell people, number one, you know, having your cell phone handy so you can snap a quick picture of something that you see, that's totally acceptable, and a lot of people do that. And then you can tag, you know, which home that was in. A lot of times if you do that, there's usually somebody in the home, whether it be the builder or the realtor that represents that builder, that you can also ask them. If you see something, say, hey, do you know who did that? Or which sub came in and did the tile? Because I like how this was done. Or Where did you get that security system? So definitely having your phone available so you can snap a picture of and do that. The second tip that I always come up with and recommend to people is try to have some shoes that come off and on easily. They don't allow bare feet, but what they do is they'll have booties available. And you can take the booties and you can put them over your socks or over your shoes. And they are going to be specific about that.
Sometimes some of the builders do not even allow any shoes, even with the booties over it.
Exactly. So if you have shoes on but you don't have socks on, they don't want the oils leaking through the booties or out. So really, the best way is to be wearing socks and then putting the booties over the socks is the best way to do it.
And well, make sure you don't wear like high-heeled shoes or shoes that can scrape. And we don't like to have to mention this, but you've said in the previous years, make sure you wear a pair of shoes that you're not intimately attached to, because sometimes people will grab the wrong shoes and where did my size 10s go?
No, McKay, you bring up a great point. I've worked over the years at a number of houses where the shoes are all out on the sidewalk. And somebody's like, hey, where's my shoe? Or I have one, I can't find my other one. And somebody has taken the wrong shoe.
Or I've got three shoes.
Another thing that's happened is I've been working one of the parade homes in the past, and the sprinklers didn't get turned off. And so the sprinkler cycle was coming on in the middle of the day, and the front yard sprinklers came on, and all the shoes were lined out on the sidewalk, and they all got a nice little dose of extra water before we could run into the garage and turn it off. So there's always these kind of things that happen and come up. And in fact, I saw at one house, unfortunately, there was a reflection pool, and the reflection was so good in that reflection pool that somebody walked right into it. They literally fell into the reflection pool.
Lance, you and I were at that house together.
Yeah. Were you there when it happened?
Yeah, when it happened.
We were both there.
America's funniest home videos.
Yeah, if somebody had a video camera out, yes, it totally would have made that. So just be aware of your surroundings. Mm-hmm. Bring some shoes that come off and on easily. And it'll just make your experience that much better. Now, years past, too, it's also been very hot. So, you know, carry some water with you, too. So
yeah.
You don't get overly exhausted, because we've seen that happen also. But that's going to just give you, you know, the best options. The other thing to note is before people go to this event, too, is a little bit of patience, because I will tell you, these neighborhoods are not designed to have 10,000 people on that street. Now, they're not all there at once, but I tell you what, your neighborhood has 15 houses on it, and each house has two cars. So the neighborhood streets are designed to have 30 cars on this one little side street. Well, in the period of 6 days, we're going to run 12,000 people through there. So there's going to need to be a little bit of patience, and I always recommend to people coming to the parade, with that, you're going to have to walk a little bit extra. So you're going to have to be prepared for a little bit of walk to get to some of these houses. And then please respect the property rights of the neighbors around this event. You know, we don't like to block in their driveways or block their yards so they can't get in. It's, you know, they've bought and purchased those properties. And so as to be able to host this great event, it can't be a thing that is a huge nuisance to all the people around it. And we want to keep doing it, because as a professional in that arena, I can't thank the Home Builders Association enough. It's great for our industry. It's great for the real estate industry. And we want to see this event keep going.
It's a super great event. And yeah, be patient. I don't mind parking a little bit further away and getting some exercise.
Yeah, absolutely. You're going to get your steps in. So bring your Fitbits and your watches, and you're going to get your extra steps in. So, folks, go out this weekend. Enjoy the 2017 Parade of Homes. Once again, going on right now till 5 o'clock. Tomorrow, this coming Wednesday the 13th, and then next weekend again, 9 to 5, go by any Circle K location, pick up your tickets for $10, check out the parade, and then we'll be right back here next week talking about all these amazing parade homes that we've been out and seen.
Only on News Talk 870.